When Pear Tree Performing Arts opened more than a decade ago, their goal was to make performing arts accessible and affordable. Today, they use their space to offer students classes in everything from theater to multiple genres of dance. Pear Tree's founder, CEO, and artistic director, Dr. Natasha Partridge Butler, says that over the past 12 years, their core values have remained.
Our four core values are culture, confidence, community, and creativity. So we just try to offer the full spectrum of programming to any young person that's interested.
Pear Tree Performing Arts, located at 48th and Northwest Radial Highway, recently reopened after a full-scale renovation. The addition of a stage, lighting, and curtains to the building didn't faze the organization's competitive dancers, who won the award for Most Creative Concept at the Precision Arts Challenge here in Omaha last weekend. Partridge Butler says the dancers on the competition team got to choose their theme for the season.
So they decided that they wanted to do something to honor Black History Month. So our theme was like Cotton Club, Harlem Renaissance, Billie Holiday type thing, where they were just showing just Black joy, you know? Not oppression, not trauma, just Black joy from that era.
While the team that won the award featured 5 dancers, Partridge Butler says that they were able to take 13 dancers to the Precision Arts Challenge, a challenge that hosts several contests in cities around the country. Last weekend's competition was only the beginning of the competitive season for Pear Tree. Their competitive dancers will attend 2 local competitions in the next 2 months, and Partridge Butler says they hope to attend nationals this year as well.
We went to our first nationals last year. We were only able to take 3 students. So this year we're hoping to earn a spot at a nationals and take more young people and just expose them to a higher level of dance.
Pear Tree's competitive groups consist of dancers from ages 8 to 16, but their classes are open to a wider range of performers as well. Their creative movement and creative drama class, for example, is available to kids as young as 2.5. Many of the classes are taught by volunteers, Pear Tree's teen dancers, and Partridge Butler herself.
We like to call it our village, you know? Keep it really family focused. So if there's anything the student needs, if it's academic, if there are any behavioral challenge, if they need mental health support, if the family needs any resources, we try to keep it like a village. So using the performing arts as a catalyst or as a jumping off point for supporting the community.
Partridge Butler says she is very proud of all of her dancers, those on the competition team and otherwise.
It's always interesting to see young people rise to a challenge.
To find more information on the classes and resources offered by Pear Tree Performing Arts, you can visit peartreeomaha.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.